This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Highway 82 over Independence Pass opens tonight after a winter of historic avalanches and an above-average snowpack. It's the highest paved highway in North America. Known for its steep grades and hairpin turns, it's an important mountain conduit and a tourist destination in and of itself. It took months of work to open the road for summer travel this year. Wind sweeps over the snow on the steepest part of Highway 82, called the Bueller Grade. It's on the Lake County side, and right now a mile-long cornice hangs over it. And that has Ethan Green worried.
It's not like the light, fluffy snow that you find in your driveway. It's really hard, dense snow, and it's hanging out over the edge of the cliff about 800 feet above the road.
Green is the director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, or CAIC. It's his job to prevent avalanches by causing them.
Trying to trigger avalanches when there's nobody around, there's nobody in the way.
His team from CAIC partners with the Colorado Department of Transportation, or CDOT, each year to get rid of any snow threatening the roadway. Technicians from the CAIC toss charges out of a CDOT helicopter. They plant the small explosives along the edge of the cornice. Then they check to make sure there's no stray skiers or deer in the way, hover in the chopper, and remotely detonate the explosives. A section of snow as big as a school bus breaks loose and cascades down the pass over Highway 82. That's not the only slide that'll have to be cleared from Independence Pass. Brand new avalanche paths have buried sections in 40 feet of snow. That's where CDOT comes in. Just two teams of seven CDOT workers are responsible for clearing the entire pass. First, a team of surveyors uses coordinates to plant long poles where the road should be. Then, a snowcat breaks trail up the pass, using a plow to push aside the first layer of snow. CDOT snowcat operator Chris Young guides the cat's treads just inches from the edge. The plow dangles above the snowy abyss. He loves being the first person to glimpse the pass's summit in the spring.
Pioneering this road is a lot of fun. You know, that when you first come up here, it's a little bit of an adrenaline rush, and that's always fun.
The cat is followed by a loader. It looks like a snowplow bulldozer hybrid driven straight out of Mad Max. Whirring blades can chop up ice chunks and rogue tree limbs. Tracy Truelove with CDOT says the loader has seen a lot of action this season.
This winter being particularly challenging based on the amount of snow and debris and rock that's come down in these natural avalanche side paths.
Once the loader has carried away avalanche debris, a snowblower as large as a tractor scrapes the road. Finally, a street sweeper dusts away the remaining snow. According to Truelove, even CDOT veterans were impressed by the amount of snow this year.
Some of our guys up here have been on the pass over 14 years. They've never seen this amount of snow, so that says a lot.
Truelove says CDOT will work to clean up the pass well into the summer, trimming overhanging limbs and fixing potholes. She says drivers should stay cautious even as they enjoy a trip over the pass. Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.